Yes, we're launching an initiative called 101 Days of Prayer for a Peaceful Referendum in Sudan, because obviously this is a momentous, a very important step in the life and history of the people, particularly of the south, but in fact of the whole country, because the decision made will affect everybody in Sudan, whether it's a decision for unity or a decision for to form their own country, their own independent country. And it's when one is making a decision like this, I think the church, in her wisdom, always commends us to commit a decision, a discernment prayer. And so we began to see how could we as an organisation, Solidarity with Southern Sudan, support the work, particularly of the Bishops' Conference in Southern Sudan. Sister Kathy Arata, who's a school sister of Notre Dame, and she's the director of our pastoral services, she noted that between the UN Day of Peace, which is Tuesday, the 21st of September, and the 1st of January, which is the Catholic World Day of Peace, there are actually 101 days. And so her thought was, wouldn't it be wonderful if during these 101 days, somewhere in Sudan, there was an activity of prayer or peacemaking happening? It could be gathering for a Eucharist,
yeah, in fact,
meeting together.
To ask what
yes.
is planned.
What has happened is each diocese has developed its own committee and looked at what's possible and practical, and also how they can engage the local population as best as possible at every level, the youth, catechists, the parishioners, the clergy and so forth. So in some dioceses, obviously, they're organising a mass for peace. In others, they have a peace. They're organising peace rallies, prayer vigils, peace workshops. Because one of the challenges is in a country that has suffered from long periods of war is, as one young man said to me, I have to learn how to make peace. He said, I've learned how to make war. But he said, now teach me how to make peace. And there are skills, attitudes, behaviours and very practical methods of being a peace builder and of reaching out to the other. So this will, the 101 days is prayer in action, which I think is at the heart of Catholic social teaching. A reflective way of living, a way of really engaging the challenges of the gospel and of our way of life, and at the same time looking for practical outreach to try and make peace a reality. Coming up to the actual referendum, I think one's heart has to be peaceful, and that why do I take the decision or make the vote that I vote, that I am placing in the box? Am I doing it for the good of all, and for the good of my part of the country? Have I looked at all the implications of what will happen in the event of this decision? And equally, am I somebody who really says that no matter what the decision is, North and South will work together for the future? Because I think no matter what the decision is, we're so codependent on each other in our different parts of the world, and particularly with our neighbours. We have to work together, even at a very practical level. So our hope is that this initiative fills our minds and hearts, all of us worldwide indeed, with peaceful thoughts and peaceful actions.